Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 19. I'm Emily and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for and then thank God for it. We'll do that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that joy will be present in all of our holiday gatherings. Let's take about 25 seconds to pray for that. Our scripture reading today comes from Joel chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. It says this: "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them, fire devours. Behind them, a flame blazes. Before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden. Behind them, a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry. With a noise like that of chariots, they leap over the mountaintops like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city. They run along the wall. They climb into the houses like thieves. They enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it?" We'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "The day of the Lord is coming, it is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness." So given that we've heard several verses on earlier podcasts about God's presence being enveloped in darkness, let's take a few moments to meditate on how God's coming presence is presented here in Joel as fire and darkness spreading over the world like dawn breaking. Right? Isn't that rich metaphor? It's like deep holiness and power filling the land, which is terrifying for the wicked, but it's hope for the people of love. The day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Let's take a few moments. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.